This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimbire with the news, the headlines first. South Asian Chief Election Commissioners call on President Ramchandra Pawril. President stresses on periodic elections to strengthen democracy and ensure citizens' access to state ownership. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives begins deliberations over Federal Civil Service Bill. Tej festival being celebrated by Nepali women across the country today. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says he is ready for talks with Ukraine after having previously rebuffed the idea of negotiations. Now the news in detail. Chief Election Commissioners from the member countries of the Forum of the Election Management Bodies of South Asia, FEMBOSA, who are presently in Kathmandu for the 12th annual meeting of the Forum, paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Pawril yesterday. During the meeting held at the office of the President in Sital Niwas, President Pawril stressed that periodic elections were the cornerstones of democracy and a means of ensuring citizens' access to and ownership of the state. The head of the state also underlined the need to guarantee free and impartial elections. President Pawril stated that Nepal, as the forum's chair country, was committed to achieving the organization's collective goals and addressing the challenges collectively. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalya and representatives from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh and the Maldives were others who were present on the occasion. The two-day FEMBOSA event hosted by the Election Commission of Nepal was inaugurated by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in Kathmandu on Wednesday. The festival of Tej, also known as Haritalika, is being observed by the Nepali women throughout the country today. The three-day festivity began yesterday with Dhar and is marked with the fasting and cultural program today. Women today take ritual baths in the morning and offer worship in the evening. They pay homage to Lord Shiva, light oil-fed lamps, and spend their time with families. This unique festival of Nepali women is also a celebration of sisterhood, as sisters gather at their natal home and indulge in jubilant dancing and singing. Meanwhile, President and Vice President have given their best wishes on the occasion of these today. The government has appointed Deepak Raj Joshi as the new Chief Executive Officer, CEO, of Nepal Tourism Board. Joshi was appointed as the CEO for a four-year term by the meeting of the Nepal Tourism Board Board of Directors yesterday. This is the second time that Joshi has been appointed to lead the board. He had served as the CEO of the board from 2015 to 2020. Likewise, the government has appointed Amar Dhoj Lama as the Executive Director of Radio Nepal. Conflict Victims Association has demanded Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli keep conflict victims in the centre while appointing office bearers in the Transitional Justice Commission. Submitting a memorandum to Prime Minister Oli at the official residence of the Prime Minister in Balwatar yesterday, the delegation led by Association Chairperson Hima Kumari Gharti urged the head of the government to appoint officials in Truth and Reconciliation Commission and Commission of Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons who can give priority to sentiments of the victims fairly. The memorandum also asked to release the remaining relief amount immediately, as each victim had received only 150,000 rupees against the 750,000 rupees announced by the government in 2006. Deliberations in principle have commenced over the Federal Civil Service Bill. The lawmakers in the deliberations held in the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday stressed that the bill should be endorsed promptly. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Rajkumar Gupta called for prioritizing the bill and addressing it accordingly. Committee President Ram Hari Khatiwara promised to deal with the bill with collective interest and without political preferences. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey held discussions with representatives of the Chinese Southern Airlines on their interest to conduct flight to Bhairava and Pokhara. The representatives of the foreign airline companies called on Minister Pandey at the latter's office in Singhalabar yesterday. During the meeting, they informed the minister that they were interested in conducting flight to Pokhara International Airport and Gautam Buddha International Airport of Nepal. The China Southern Airlines has been running its service in more than 40 countries, including Nepal. The airlines conducts flights to Thrivan International Airport, Kathmandu, from Guangzhou in China. Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Peter Patrai, has announced that students travelling to Russia on scholarships will only be allowed to go with parental consent. During a discussion with students and parents at the ministry yesterday, the education minister emphasized that parents must provide written permission and commitment to the ministry before their children can go to study in Russia. Minister Patrai cited that ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine as the reason for requiring written consent from the parents. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday that he was ready for talks with Ukraine after having previously rebuffed the idea of negotiations while Kyiv's offensive into the Kursk region was ongoing. Ukraine launched an unprecedented cross-border incursion into Russia's Kursk region in August, sending thousands of troops across the border and seizing several villages. Putin said shortly that there could be no talks or negotiations. Speaking at a question and answer session at Russia's Eastern Economic Forum in the city of Vladivostok, Putin said Russia was ready for talks, but on the basis of an aborted deal between Moscow's and Kiev's negotiators reached in Istanbul in 2022, the terms of which were never made public. The Kremlin has repeatedly claimed Russia and Ukraine were on the verge of a deal in the spring of 2022, shortly after Moscow launched its offensive in Ukraine. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the Kosi province, Madhes province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi province, Madhes province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. South Asian election chief election commissioners call on President Ramchandra Powdil. President stresses on periodic elections to strengthen democracy and ensure citizens' access to state ownership. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives begins deliberations over Federal Civil Service Bill. Teach Festival being celebrated by Nepali women across the country today, and Russian President Vladimir Putin says he is ready for talks with Ukraine after having previously rebuffed the idea of negotiations. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.